Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 11, 1976, in New York.
Why, how the caste system has people or society so much, was accepted by...
Krishna said, Chatupanna Maya system, Guna Karma Vivara. So, according to quality and work, that is fact. If you have got engineering qualification, and if you can work as engineer, people will call you engineer sahab. Is it not? So, there may be a class of engineers, but that depends on quality and work. But if you have no quality, no work, how will you become an engineer? If you have no qualification of becoming an engineer, you do not work, you work as a clerk. And if somebody addresses you, engineer sir, he is a fool, you are a fool. So if he is not a brahmana, if you call him a brahmana, then you are a fool and he is also. So that is going on. Fool's paradise. A rascal who is not in qualification in Brahman, if he is addressed and given honor of a Brahman, he says, God, for nothing I am getting this honor. That's right. And he is giving him honor as Brahman, he is also rascal. But it is not that. So, Chatutvarnamaya system, Gunakarma Vibhava. Not by birth. One must acquire the quality of a brahmana, tattva samadhamma titikha ajjava jnana vityana mahasrittam brahma karma samadhamma. He must be truthful, he must be self-restraint, self-controlled, full of knowledge, very simple. All these qualifications when he acquires, then he becomes a brahmana.
No, even in Ramayana and Mahabharata, we find this kind of Ekalabha was discriminated, Karna was
because he was not accustomed to the practice of Brahmana. One must be Brahmana by practice. That is all.
This is a kind of discrimination, though.
Hmm?
This is kind of discrimination, though.
Yes. Krishna says, Nandhi Pārsava Pārsitya, Jeevi Supābhaja. Never mind, he is born in low-grade family. But he is eligible to go back to home battle. Priti Yandhi Parāṅga. You mean to say, unless one becomes the first-class Brahmin, he can go back to home battle? No, that is not possible. So, the purificatory process, just like these European Americans. They are being recognized as brahmana because they are pure devotees. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He said, Krishna bhajana se nahi jati kuladi visha. Krishna bhajana. If one becomes Krishna conscious, there is no such discrimination. Even if you make that. Because as soon as you become Krishna conscious, you become the best Brahmin. That is also stated in the Bhagavata. Sagunan samutitayatan brahma bhuyara. Immediately become on the Brahma platform. And Brahma means one who knows Brahma. Brahma janati iti Brahma. So every devotee, if he is purely engaged in devotional service, is more than Brahma. And so-called Brahma, without Krishna consciousness, so that is not recognized. Abhishnava guru na sasya Vikhyat Vaishnava Sabada Guru. Okay. Dog eater, Chandar, he has become a Vaishnava. He can be Guru. But a Brahmana, Satkarma, Mikuna, Vipra, Brahma, Mantra, Tantra, Vishara, Avaishnava, Guru, Namaskar. He is a quiet, Vedic, chanting and everything, mantra, tantra, vichara, but if he is not Vaishnava, he cannot become Guru. So, according to our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is actually according to Vedic Yantam, he too understands Krishna, then he becomes more than a Brahman. So try to understand Krishna, and then your life will be successful. And Krishna is being distributed by Lord Krishna. Not only he is giving Krishna, he is giving Krishna prema. Krishna prema pradayat. Krishna ayam Krishna chaitanya nāre. Bhagavat kise maha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind, merciful. He is not only giving Krishna, he is giving Krishna prema, which is very, very rare. Find out that when Lord Buddha appeared, that much. Sarmohaya Surat Visham. His propaganda was to cheat the atheist class of men. Atheist class of man, they did not recognize existence of God. So he became one of them. Sadaya ridaya dar sita pasu ghatam. This atheist class, they are killing animals in the name of yajna, like anything. So, yada yada hi dhanvasya jnani bhavati. That he came as Buddha to stop this animal thing. His real business was animal, stop the animal. But these restaurants are going to hell in the name of religion. So at least stop their activities of animal thing. So therefore, he started the mission, Ahimsa Paramadhara. Don't kill animals. But in the Vedas, there is a commendation. In the Jagga, as you are saying, that there is animal killing is a command. The people presented that here is animal killing recommended in the Jagga. Therefore, it denied the authority of Vedas. Nindasi Jagga Videraha Suti Jatam. Sadaya ridaya dar sita pasu khatam. So, Buddha incarnation is cheating the atheist class. He said that don't kill anyone. If you are killed, you feel pain. Why you should kill anyone? That was his mission. To stop anyone killing, sinful activity. So what was your question?
Why
has preached
the impersonal form of God?
Yes, because they are all godless. So he said, there is no God. But he stopped this animal. That was it. And he said, there is no God, but whatever I say, you accept. So they agree. But he is God. That is true. So Patrici earlier said there is no God. But he is God. So somehow or other, if people stop animal killing and accept Lord Buddha, then he becomes at least one step forward to God realization. So in a cheating process, he made Buddha. Yes.
Tata kalo sampavite samohaya saradisham buddho namnan jana sutta kikate shubhavishyati. Then, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, the Lord will appear as Lord Buddha, the son of Anjana, in the province of Gaya, just for the purpose of deluding those who are envious of the faithful theists.
To delude them. Read the purport.
Lord Buddha, a powerful incarnation of the personality of Godhead, appeared in the province of Gaya, Bihar, as the son of Anjana, and he preached his own conception of non-violence and deprecated even the animal sacrifices sanctioned in the Vedas. At the time when Lord Buddha appeared, the people in general were atheistic and preferred animal flesh to anything else. On the plea of Vedic sacrifice, every place was practically turned into a slaughterhouse, and animal killing was indulged in unrestrictedly. Lord Buddha preached non-violence, taking pity on the poor animals. He preached that he did not believe in the tenets of the Vedas and stressed the adverse psychological effects incurred by animal killing. Less intelligent men of the age of Kali, who had no faith in God, followed his principle, and for the time being they were trained in moral discipline and non-violence, the preliminary steps to proceeding further on the path of God realization. He deluded the atheists because such atheists who followed his principles did not believe in God, but they kept their absolute faith in Lord Buddha, who himself was the incarnation of God. Thus the faithless people were made to believe in God in the form of Lord Buddha. That was the mercy of Lord Buddha. He made the faithless faithful to him. Killing of animals before the advent of Lord Buddha was the most prominent feature of the society. They claimed that these were Vedic sacrifices. When the Vedas were not accepted through authoritative disciplic succession, the casual readers of the Vedas are misled by the flowery language of that system of knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, a comment has been made on such foolish scholars, the foolish scholars of Vedic literature who do not care to receive the transcendental message through the transcendental realized sources of disciplic succession are sure to be bewildered. To them, the ritualistic ceremonies are considered to be all in all. They have no depth of knowledge, according to Bhagavad Gita. The whole system of the Vedas is to lead one gradually to the path of the Supreme Lord. The whole theme of Vedic literature is to know the Supreme Lord, the individual soul, the cosmic situation, and the relations between all these items. When the relation is known, the relative function begins, and as a result of such a function, the ultimate goal of life, or going back to Godhead, takes place in the easiest manner. Unfortunately, unauthorized scholars of the Vedas become captivated by the purificatory ceremonies only, and natural progress is checked thereby. To such bewildered persons of atheistic propensity, Lord Buddha is the emblem of theism. He therefore first of all wanted to check the habit of animal killing. The animal killers are dangerous elements on the path of going back to Godhead. There are two types of animal killers. The soul is also sometimes called the animal or the living being. Therefore, both the slaughterers of animals, as well as those who have lost their identity of the soul, are animal killers. Maharaj Parikshit said that only the animal killer cannot relish the transcendental message of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, people are to be educated on the path of Godhead. They must be taught first and foremost to stop the process of animal killing as above mentioned. It is nonsensical to say that animal killing has nothing to do with spiritual realization. By this dangerous theory, many so-called sannyasis have sprung up by the grace of Kali Yuga to preach animal killing under the garb of the Vedas.
Now, there are so many suggestions in this grace of sannyasis that eating meat. That is why They say, what is it on? Can you? They eat meat.
The subject matter has already been discussed in the conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Mulana Chand Kazi Sahib. The animal sacrifice, as stated in the Vedas, is different from the unrestricted animal killing in the slaughterhouse.
Yes. Yes.
Because the Asuras, or the so-called scholars of Vedic
you are referring to the Vedic principle. But that does not mean you have to open slaughter. But these rascals are opening slaughter. Do you think it is Vedic principle? Suppose it is recommended that animals should be sacrificed in a Vedic natural experiment. Does it mean that we shall open regular slaughterhouse? Just as the Christians say that Jesus Christ ate peace. Therefore, they are right in opening big slaughterhouse. Maybe God Jesus Christ ate peace in some awkward circumstances. That does not mean that he is recommending to open slaughterhouse. In the Ten Commandments he says, thou shalt not kill. When there is absolute necessity, there is no other hope, there is another thing. But if there is sufficient other foodstuff, why should you kill? So they are not even human beings, those are animal killings. Vina pasunna. Well, those are animal killers, they are not even human beings. But to speak of religious issues. Nidhitta tarsai upagiyamana bhavau sadhi chotra mano vina. Ka uttamasya. If you are animal killer, your God consciousness is finished. You'll never be able to understand that. Then your life is finished. This life is meant for understanding God. And if you are animal killer, then your God and understanding is finished.
May I ask a question, Prabhupada? Something that I've wondered about, and perhaps you could explain it briefly. I believe that Krishna is the Supreme God, so don't get me wrong, but since you mentioned Christ, was he an incarnation of Krishna? Was Jesus Christ sent here by Krishna from...
No, he said that he is Son of God. That is accepted.